The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the San Jose Sharks 5 and the Columbus Blue Jackets 2. It's time now for our instant replay of this game, played before a crowd of 16,258 fans at SAP Center at San Jose. Here's how it happened. In the first period, Columbus had better puck possession early, but the Sharks slowly got some momentum back after Damon Severson took a two-minute interference penalty at 7:43 for Columbus, putting the Sharks on the power play. But early in the game, it was Alex Nedeljkovic who was making some pretty top-notch saves. Here's one that he made early in the first against Adam Fantilli. Jenner tips it away from Dickinson, moving down the left as Werenski into the zone, throws it across the rink, and a great save by Nedeljkovic on that cross-ice feed to Fantilli, and Fantilli had a great chance there from the right wing, but Nedeljkovic was there. Nedeljkovic would be there time and time again when the game was on the line tonight, and he would do it a second time in the period with the score 0-0 when Kirill Marchenko had a golden chance in front. With the loose puck picked up in front by himself, Marchenko turns, shoots, and a great pad stop by Nedeljkovic with 8 minutes to go in the first period. What a save that was. 8 minutes to go in the first. The score was still 0-0. And then, as the clock ticked down to the final minute of play, all of a sudden, the Sharks found themselves in a 2-on-1 situation. Lead pass 2-on-1. Here comes Reganda, moves in, shoots, score! Wenberg gets the puck, starts the 2-on-1, feeds it off to the right, and Pavel Reganda is on fire! Trick last game, and now he gets another one, beating Jet Greaves with a great wrist shot. It's 1-0 Sharks with 48.4 seconds left in the first. Wow, what a play by Reganda. Had the hat trick on Saturday against the Lightning in the losing cause. Tonight he gets the Sharks going offensively with his sixth goal of the young season. Alex Wenberg, the former Blue Jacket first round draft pick who just signed a 3-year contract extension, got the primary assist. But what a play by Tyler Toffoli. A angle pass from the right wing diagonally up the left side to start that 2-on-1 break. So Wenberg and Toffoli got the assist on Regenda's sixth of the year at 19-11, and it was 1-0 Sharks at the end of one. In the second period, the Sharks looked to get more, and it would be Jet Greaves that came up big. Headman feed on the right. Here comes Wenberg moving in. He drops it back. Celebrini back to Wenberg in front. Eklund tips it on goal. That is a spectacular save by the right pad of Jet Greaves. And it's right in front of him. He does the splits and falls on it to hang on. Greaves was outstanding in the losing cause, and he kept the score 1-0 at that point. But Alex Wenberg was red hot. And with the Sharks going on the power play, with Zach Aston-Reese getting a tripping call at 3:18, it would be Wenberg that would make it 2-0. Sharks setting up on the man advantage here. Wenberg exchanging, holding it, moving to the backhand, score! Alex Wenberg just delaying for just a second. While the Sharks drove in to create chaos in front of the goal, Wenberg calmly moved to the backhand. He took it, and the former Columbus Blue Jacket first-round pick has 2 points. This one is a big goal on the power play at 4:14 of the second, making the score the Sharks 2 and the Blue Jackets 0. Goal number 8 on the season for Alex Wenberg. William Eklund and Dmitry Orlov got the assists, and the Sharks were on their way. But the Blue Jackets, to their credit, kept on pushing. And Alex Nedeljkovic would have to make the save big time on a Sharks penalty killing. Johnson races through center across the line. He cuts back behind the Sharks' net. He stick handles with it, looks for Monahan near side. He moves with the puck back toward the point, feeds right wing half boards. There's Johnson, across the ice, a shot, great save by Nedeljkovic off of Damon Severson, who was sneaking from his left point position all the way down the back door, and he was open. Somehow that pass got through the seam, and that's a really good read and a great push from the left side of the rink to the right for Alex Nedeljkovic to stop it. Another big save by Nedeljkovic, keeping the score 2-0 Sharks. Finally, we came down to the final minute of the second period. You may remember Reganda scored with the final minute of the first period ticking off, but it was Zach Werenski's turn to put the Jackets on the board. Jackets move in. Dangerous. Werenski shoots. Score! A dangerous chance for Zach Werenski, and he gets the Blue Jackets on the board with an absolute laser of a wrist shot that Alex Nedeljkovic didn't even see. That was at 19:15 of the second period. Zach Werenski getting his 16th goal of a season, assisted by Dmitry Voronkov and Kirill Marchenko. And again, when he's got the puck on his stick in the offensive zone, I don't care where it is, he's going to let go a hard shot. And boy, Nedeljkovic couldn't even see it, couldn't stop it, and it suddenly was 2-1. Very few seconds later, a fight develops on the ice between Olivier and Ryan Reeves. They battled it out here last year, and this was a toe-to-toe heavyweight battle between two really tough guys. And I'll tell you what, Ryan Reeves got a bunch of right hands in, but a couple of shots also by Olivier. Reeves losing his balance at the end. That was a heck of a battle, and the game would continue. But also in the game, Ty Dellandrea going down with an injury, hit hard by the defenseman Matejchuk, knocking him into the goalpost, and he was helped off the ice, would not return for the rest of the game. And so at the start of the third period, the Sharks only had 10 forwards to deal with, and it would be Jet Greaves on the other side of the ice who had to deal with it for Columbus, as the forwards on the ice for the Sharks made some good chances toward the net. William Eklund, an opportunity. Chernyshov makes the maneuver there on the defense. That's Voronkov back to get it. He's got a man in front. There's the play to Eklund coming way out. What a play by Jet Greaves to attack like a defenseman and knock the puck away from Eklund as he was batting that puck down. But Nedeljkovic on the other side of the ice had to make a big save on a breakaway by Kent Johnson, who thought he could come in and get the score even. And back forward to Boone Jenner, and here come the Jackets. Lead pass, Johnson moving in by himself, shooting it. Save made by Nedeljkovic. He hangs on. He gets the whistle. The puck, I think, got poked into the net there. But Nedeljkovic, no, it's between Nedeljkovic's pads, and he managed to keep it out. The whistle had already blown regardless. Wow. So it was still pretty tense at that point. 2-1 in favor of the Sharks, but the Blue Jackets were pressing hard. San Jose outshot Columbus 17-6 in the second period, but the Jackets would outshoot the Sharks 18-9, as it turned out, in the third. But the one puck that would go in for the fourth line with only four centers to start with, and with only three centers in the game after the injury to Dellandrea. Zach Ostapchuk was getting some extra ice time, but he and his fellow fourth liners were on the ice for this play as Ostapchuk would get the critical goal of the game. To Werenski. Now back near side, Matejchuk throws to the net. Save made by Nedeljkovic. Here's Werenski holding it. He's forced to the outside by Ryan Reeves, and that stopped the scoring chance, and it's out of the zone. It could be a breakaway. It is. Ostapchuk in. Star! Zach Ostapchuk, after Ryan Reeves made that great defensive play in the Shark zone, jumped up to the play, went in alone, and beat goaltender Jet Greaves to make it 3-1 Sharks. What a goal by Ostapchuk! That turned out to be a goal by Zach Ostapchuk, his second, unassisted, but a great defensive play by Ryan Reeves, forcing that turnover and giving Ostapchuk the chance to get the game winner. It was 3-1 Sharks, but the Blue Jackets, again to their credit, wouldn't quit. They would come back, and Sean Monahan would end up getting credit for the goal on a scramble in front. On the point, a shot toward the net, save, score! Jenner's side of the goal. We'll get it from Provorov on the point. That was a little rebound that dropped in. Johnson was also in there. And Monahan was there as well. But Provorov sends it to the front of the net. And Jenner thought he had it, but it looks like Monahan might have gotten it on his stick. 3-2 the score. Monahan did get it, his third of the season, and that was make that his sixth of the season. It was Ivan Provorov that got the only assist, and that was at 16:05 of the third to make the score of the Sharks 3 and the Blue Jackets 2. It came down to the empty net situation. Goaltender Jet Greaves, who had a great game in goal for the visiting Blue Jackets, was pulled, and Mario Ferraro was there to send it the length of the ice. Face off, though, Wennberg wins it. Ferraro to the empty net. Score! So the Sharks win the draw, and Mario Ferraro sends the puck the length of the ice into the empty goal, and the San Jose Sharks take the 4-2 lead. And how about Mario Ferraro for the San Jose Sharks? Coming up big with goal number 20 in his NHL career in his 450th National Hockey League game. Ah, great goal by Mario Ferraro. He would end up getting an assist on the second empty netter that would be scored by who else but Macklin Celebrini. Dump back in. Net is empty to our right. Down to a minute 35 remaining in the game. Empty net for Graf. Throws it ahead to Celebrini. He's got it. He stick handles. He scores! Second empty netter for the Sharks. They're up 5-2. Macklin Celebrini now has his 23rd goal of the season. And guess what, folks? He now has an 11-game point scoring streak. That 11-game point scoring streak for Macklin Celebrini is a career best thus far. He got that empty netter, number 23 on the year, from Graf and Ferraro at 18:31. The other empty netter at 17:46 was Ferraro's third goal of the year, number 20 in his NHL career, assisted by Alex Wenberg, who wound up with one goal and two assists in the game. From SAP Center at San Jose, a great final for the San Jose Sharks. They beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2 in a hard-fought and well-earned victory in front of a crowd at SAP Center that was massively appreciative. Alex Wenberg had one goal and two assists in the game. He joins us from the Sharks dressing room, and how sweet was that?
No, I mean, it was a great win. Obviously, I feel like we played a good game. Coming back in the game, but I mean, we have some huge goals. Chucky obviously make a massive play there to get another one, but just the team effort, it was really good. Goaltending unbelievable, so yeah, solid game.
Adversity is something that every team has to deal with, and you were down to 10 forwards for a little bit, although Ryan Reeves, once his penalty was over, was back in. The loss of Ty Dellandrea affects the center ice position a little bit. How do you think you guys handled it?
No, I mean, he's a hell of a player. Obviously, he makes a good play in there, and unfortunately, I don't know exactly what happened, but it's tough, but I mean, that's the team identity we have here. We step up for one another. We protect one another, and I mean, you see Revo, just the guy he is as well. So just overall, like, just great performance, and just the way we're playing for one another.
All season long, that fourth line with Ostapchuk centering Reeves and Barkley Goodrow has been a group that settled down everything, gotten the team back to its structure whenever we lost it. But how about their play again tonight with everything kind of twisted up, a couple of great defensive plays? And you know, Ostapchuk doesn't get that puck unless Reeves makes a good defensive play just before that.
No, I mean, just like you said, I mean, they've been unbelievable for us. The way they play, and I mean, like, it's pretty much the identity we have. We want to play hard, we want to be tough to play against, compete, and they do it day in, day out. So, for them to also make such a difference in the games right now, I feel like it's well-earned, and we're really, really lucky to have them there as well.
How much a difference did Pavel Regenda make on your line?
I mean, a great player. Obviously, even on the first goal, you see he had that finish touch. Obviously, when you're hot, you're hot. But, I mean, you see the plays he's making. So, real good player. Fun to play with him as well. I mean, you can see how he's reading the play and how he's moving out there. It's going to be fun for us. Huh?
But on that play, how did you have the presence of mind to kind of draw Matejczuk to you until the last possible second and get that pass through? I mean, that was something else.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts from Toffoli being pretty much a quarterback. You're sending a Hail Mary. But, man, just creating space. For me, you just try to feed him on the breakaway, and I mean, obviously it worked out, but overall just a great play.
The last time that Ned got a start in the game here was against Dallas. He had a tough finish to the game. How great was it to see him have a strong game today?
No, a great game, making some huge saves. Obviously they put some pressure on it, but just to have him back there, he's being so calm, just makes a difference. So it's really fun to see him have that big game, and that's what we need two goaltenders just helping the team out. So,
well, for five more games, you got to deal with back-to-back situations right in a row, four straight back-to-backs. You go to Los Angeles tomorrow. Your thoughts on that schedule?
No, I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You just try to rest, try to recover, but the schedule is what it is, and I feel like right now with the energy we have in the team, we're just going to go out and do the same thing.
Doesn't it make much sense for you that after you sign a 3-year extension to your contract, you have a big one goal and two assist night against the team that drafted you in the league?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a little ironic, but if I can contribute points, if I can do it defensively, I'll do it all. And like I said, I mean, it's a team thing right here. It doesn't matter who scores the points, who do this or that, but just overall, we have one for another. But obviously, it's nice for the confidence as well, for sure.
Well, we are glad that you're going to be here for the next 3 years, and what a great game you and your teammates had tonight. What a great effort. Congratulations, and we'll see you on the plane.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That is Alex Wenberg of the San Jose Sharks. Terrific night for him. One goal, two assists. Once again, the final score, the Sharks 5, the Blue Jackets 2, and now the Sharks move on to take on the LA Kings on the road in the second half of back-to-back action on this Father's Trip week. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.